We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you
donkey of the day.
You are
no.
A donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 30th. Goes to all you New Yorkers who, according to the New York Post, were in disbelief over the Empire State Building celebrating the Eagles' Super Bowl berth. Okay, if you haven't heard, the Empire State Building was seen green on Sunday night. And from what I saw on social media and heard from this so-called Giants fan, DJ Envy, folks weren't happy.
No.
Okay, now I follow some diehard New Yorkers, all right? People like Michael Rapaport. Drop on the clues bombs for Michael Rapaport, all right? Rap has big New York SMD as a greeting energy, all right? It's SMD to everybody else, New York over everything for Michael Rapaport. And he posted on IG a picture of the Empire State Building lit up with Eagles colors. And he said the mother effing Empire State Building has been hacked by Philadelphia Eagles fans. That wasn't no hack, Michael. That was intentional, okay? Michael said they are not our friends. Fix this, NYC mayor. He gonna be at the Eagles Super Bowl party. Eric Adams might have been at the NFC Championship party in Philly last night. Okay, yeah. Michael Rapaport said this is like lighting it up in Boston Red Sox colors. Fix this now. Needless to say, New Yorkers were not happy. Let's go to CBS 2 for the report, please.
The Empire State Building has been a defining feature for New York City skyline for nearly a century. And for more than a decade, they've been using LED lights to honor special occasions. Tonight, they changed their lights to celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles. The Empire State Building was green and white to celebrate the Giants' arch-rival Eagles after they earned a bid to the Super Bowl. The official Twitter even wrote, Fly, Eagles, Fly, the title of the Eagles' flight song. The New York Sanitation Department called it a treacherous, traitorous, and unforgettable. Soon after the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game, the Empire State Building then switched their colors to red and yellow, saying, It hurt us more than it hurt you. We're now lit to honor the Chiefs. Look, some people are laughing about it now. Some people were just absolutely irate. But it certainly was something that caught everybody's attention.
The best part of the sanitation department's tweet was, we take out the trash every day. Next year, that will include the Eagles.
Exactly.
Right? So, it's sort of like, all right, we get it, but we're not going to let this one slide.
You heard that news report correctly. Not only did they light up the Empire State Building with the colors of their NFC East rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, they lit it up with Kansas City Chiefs colors after they won. Philly would never.
Never.
Kansas City would never. All right. Now, I didn't see folks as mad about that, the Chiefs. I didn't see folks as mad about the Chiefs, but they should have been, because no team should come before your home team ever. All right, there is never a reason to celebrate someone else's success when your team isn't where they want to be. I don't want to hear all that. Well, if you don't celebrate someone else's success, you will never have any of your own. That applies to life, not in football. Okay, in football, if your team doesn't make the right personnel moves in regards to coaches, or makes the right personnel moves in regards to talent, you won't have any success. All right, don't got anything to do with celebrating some other team's success, whether you do or you don't. Okay, especially an NFC East rival. All right, I am a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I could care less about the Eagles' success. I don't have to hate on it, but I don't have to acknowledge it either. And I feel like that about the Chiefs, too. I don't care. Okay, now I want to reference Michael Rapaport's post again about the Empire State Building being lit up with Eagles colors. Let me tell y'all something. I saw the good brother Fat Joe like that post. Okay, and it confused the hell out of me, because Fat Joe is a New York icon. Okay, an Empire State God, Joey Crack, Fat Joe the Don. There's not too many things that are synonymous with New York like Fat Joe. Okay, it's the Statue of Liberty, it's the Yankees fitted, it's rats the size of Little Duval, and it's Fat Joe. All right, but I was confused because Fat Joe may not be happy about the Empire State Building being Eagles colors, but I think he would be happy about the Empire State Building being lit up in Chiefs colors, because I saw Fat Joe fresh to death. Okay, like he always is, performing at Arrowhead Stadium with Chief colors on and a Kansas City Chiefs hat. And I was like, damn, I thought Fat Joe was a Giants fan. And when I said that to you this morning, MB, tell the people what you said. Tell them.
Which one? One is a check?
Oh, a check, huh? A check. And there lies the problem, New York. Okay, New York staples, New York representatives like Fat Joe, they all hustlers. Okay, they will go get that bag, all right? And they will confuse the hell out of you, because we can't tell hustling getting the bag from true support. And I've seen everyone from the Empire State Building to Fat Joe to DJ Envy support whoever is in the winner's circle at the moment.
It's not true.
Envy, you do it all the time.
I do not.
Not only do you do it in NYC, if the Giants winning you with them, if the Jets winning with you with them, if you get hired to DJ a Super Bowl party somewhere, then wherever you going, you root for them too.
I am a Giants
Last
fan. I'm a
year,
New York
you
fan.
Rooted for the Rams. Last year, you was in here saying you want the Rams to win, because if the Rams win, then Odell wins, and Odell
yes.
winning is like the Giants winning.
I wanted
winning.
Odell to get a chip.
You
because
said it
was
like
giant.
The Giants winning.
No,
he was
a
also
Giants
a Cleveland Brown before he was
right,
a Ram.
But he was an OD. He was a Giant.
That is the dumbest logic I ever heard in my life. Why
my
you had to wear the hat? Why you had to wear the
I
hat?
I didn't wear no hat.
Why you had to wear the Rams
I didn't
hat?
No hat?
You had a Rams
no,
hat.
No, I did not
you
have
had a Rams
hat. I did not
you had
have
a Rams hat.
Hat.
You had a white Rams hat.
I did not have a
with
Rams
the blue
hat.
Jersey. It was the white jersey. No, it was the blue jersey with
I did
the yellow
jersey.
Yes, you did.
That is a
yes,
lie!
You had on white jeans.
I did.
And that was disrespectful.
I did not have on white
you
jeans.
Know.
And I'm not Dominican.
White jeans and a blue jersey, Giants jersey is a Dominican outfit. But you flipped it with the blue Rams jersey and white jeans.
Liar.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I just want y'all to know that's what New Yorkers do. And at some point, we have to admit it's okay. All right, down south music popping, New York artists start making down south music. Drill music from Chicago popping, New York artists start making drill music. Gang banging popping on the West Coast, New Yorkers embrace gang banging. Another team in the Super Bowl, that's not the Giants and Jets, New Yorkers root for that team. Just admit it. Okay, this is the great American melting pot. Team hopping is what some New Yorkers do. Now, I'm not generalizing all New Yorkers, because there are some diehard New Yorkers who bleed big blue for real, who don't know nothing except for the Giants, and the other side don't know nothing but the New York Jets, okay? And New York embraces any and everyone, and y'all know this. So to be sitting around acting like y'all in disbelief because the Empire State Building was lit up with Eagle colors? Ha!
That's
funny.
That's
the New York way.
It's not.
In fact, I guess we would call that type of team hopping having an Empire State of Mind. Please let diehard New Yorker Remy Ma give all the so-called New Yorkers okay, so-called Giants and Jets fans who are in disbelief over the Empire State Building being lit up with Eagles colors, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Remy is disgusted at you.
I'm a Giants fan.
I can't tell.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm always a Giants fan. You see what's behind me? Giants.
That means nothing.
And yes, if the Jets make it and the Giants don't, I want New York to win. I'm a New Yorker.
They got to do it with the Rams. Play it, Red.
Nah, it's here today. Today is the day, boy. Today is the day, and I'm excited about that. How y'all feeling?
Why is today the day? What you know that we don't know?
I'm in LA right now for Super Bowl. You know,
I was DJing.
Out here DJing, working, check. And I'm going to the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Now, you got to, who you going for? Ye, Rams or Cincinnati?
I'm going to say Cincinnati.
And that, she's in New York.
Charlamagne?
Dallas Cowboys, baby.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's who the hell I'm going for.
Always.
Okay, Dallas Cowboys, that's DC right. All day.
That's right.
They're nowhere near.
Any questions?
Now watch
you. Don't even need to watch.
What about you, Envy?
I want to see Odell get one.
I said Odell. Honestly, I didn't say the Rams. I said Odell.
They did Odell dirty, so I would love to see Odell get a ring.
What's wrong with that?
If you're from New York, you cannot root
that's
for
not
any
true.
Other team.
I wanted Melo to get a ring, too, when he played for the Lakers. I wanted Melo to get a ring. I'm a New York Knicks fan, but I wanted Melo to get a ring.
What he just admitted,
what did
right?
I say?
He just admitted, if you're from New York, you can root for other teams.
No, I didn't
you
say
just
it.
Said it.
You I'm
just
a New Yorker.
I said specifically,
Melo held it down
from
for
New
York.
You can't root for
New
any other
York
team.
New York did him dirty, and I wanted him to get a ring.
Nope. Team hopping is the New York way. That is having an Empire State of Mind. Okay.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Root for whoever's in the winner's circle if you're from New York.
I'm not talking to you.
That's what they do.
How you doing, Nene?
That's what they
I'm
do.
I'm doing good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that was your donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.